Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, Hall of Fame writer with Post-Gazette. Read all about it. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. John?
So the inevitability of the end of the season is now with us, and a lot of questions to be answered as we move forward. Ed, are you as surprised as everybody else that we're not talking about the AFC Championship game today?
Yeah, I was a bit, little surprised. I mean, I think my score was 24-10. I picked them to win. the total of my score didn't equal what either team scored. Yeah, I was surprised.
So who's at fault here, Ed? In terms of the game itself, you have a quarterback who threw five touchdowns, first in NFL history to do that in a playoffs and not win. You have an offense that scored 42 points, but also gave at least seven and helped with another seven, but a defense that allowed the Jaguars 5 for 5 touchdowns in the red zone. Whose fault is it?
Well, I'm going to eliminate the offense because I think they overcame their mistakes and more. They did enough, more than enough to win, I think, even though what you said is true. They gave up basically two touchdowns. The defense should have held them to, what, 30? Hold them to 30 and you win? I mean, hold them to 34 and you win? Hold them to 40 and you win? Are you kidding me?
Well, you make a good point.
Terrible. Terrible defense.
All right, so as you look to changes in the offseason, I mean, do you look at your defensive coordinator? Do you look at your offensive coordinator? Do both come back? Does either of them go away?
Well, I don't know if you saw my story yesterday. I think Todd Haley's on his way out. And I think Butler's will remain. I think the defensive staff is probably going to stay. You know, I'm not so sure it was the defensive staff's fault. They had some players underperform in that game. Ryan Shazier was a real loss. And here's another thing: they really didn't have a backup for Shazier. And he had a history of injuries. Not that this injury, believe me, not that this injury is any relation to that. But they should have known that if he wasn't in there, that whole defense was going to change. And it did. Their outside linebackers, let me rephrase it. One outside linebacker wasn't very good, Bud Dupree. First-round pick. They let James Harrison go. I still think he might have helped them there down the stretch. And the secondary just wasn't up to what they had hoped it would be. I mean, Joe Hayden played well, but I don't know that anybody else in that secondary did.
Well, when you give up five touchdowns in the red zone for the other team, it's not going to work. At any level.
I'm talking all year. I'm talking,
you're right.
Down the stretch.
But okay, so what do we look forward to? Because they almost beat the Patriots this year. Do we look forward to?
They did beat the Patriots. They got robbed.
For next year. and then Coach Tomlin said yesterday, we are what our record says we are. But hey, 13-3 is not bad in the regular season.
There's going to be some changes. They're not going to be drastic other than, like I said, the coordinator, but they need an inside linebacker. I don't think Ryan Shazier is going to play next year. I think So they need an inside linebacker desperately. That, to me, is their number one need. Now, that need can change, too, depending on what they do with Le'Veon Bell. You know, his threats to retire if they give him the franchise tag. Now, I think they're hollow, but the fact he's saying that stuff, you got to really look at that and say, do we want to deal with this? That's going to be franchise tag is $14.5 million. Maybe you use that money somewhere else and you draft a running back.
Lots of speculation in the offseason, but we'll all be watching. And in my case, I'll be rooting now for Jacksonville Sunday.
Amen.
As 90% of America will probably be doing too.
Yeah, and then outside of New England, 100%.
Yes. All right. Ed, we've enjoyed this ride with you. Thank you. And read all about it in the Post-Gazette on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. The Ed Bouchette. Thank you.
All right, gents. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.